Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya muli nyere ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Twebaza Katonda nate atukunganyiza mu kifo kino.
We thank God again who has gathered us in this place.
Okuyita muli nyere ya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yatusubiza nti babiri basatu banakungananga ku lwenga wali.
He promised where two three gather for his sake, he is in their midst.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Oyo gwe yatuma okukulembera mu abaana ba Katonda.
Him we sent to lead the children of God.
Gabo ayogera mu Baroma esule y'omunano nyolo 14.
As it speaks in Romans 8 verse 14.
Yabakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda.
That those led by the Spirit of God.
Bibana ba Katonda.
They are the children of God.
Iro omwoyo omutukuvu tumwebaza.
And the Holy Spirit we thank him.
Okweyongera tukulembera mu nga bulijjo.
Move on lead us always.
Era natatukowa.
And he never gets tired of us.
Namukisira kino.
Even this time.
Kuongera okumusamwe ekitiibwa.
We move on to honor him.
Oyatumibwa nebitondebwa.
Him we sent and they are created.
Nazabujja amaaso g'ensi.
And he renews the face of the earth.
Ngabo kiri mu Zaburi eya 13.
As it is in Psalms 104 verse 30.
Tujukira nti Matayi sura ya 10.
We remember that in the Matthew 10.
Twasubizibwa nti tunabuzibwa.
We have promised that anytime they will ask us.
Kitutia okubanga.
That we should not fear what to answer. For the Spirit of our Father in heaven,
He
will give us what to answer. So even in this time,
He's
going to move on answer the world concerning light of the Word of God. Praise Jesus much. I request you greet of your brethren and wish them light of the Word of God to enlighten them. That they can move on to see the kingdom of God, the righteousness, together with the kingdom of heaven, and they are revealed to him that he can enter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God again for giving us that blessing of light of his word, to lighten us concerning his kingdom, his righteousness, and the kingdom of heaven. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on reach onto you. Our part 4E of God's plan
of
fighting against Satan's devices that is coming for all nations from the year 2019 entered the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. And we are still seeing the three things, the three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019,
and
they are to make many changes in the world. To reach the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in the third part, we were able to see one of those. When we saw why the coronavirus was called COVID-19,
was launched
in the year 2020. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Where we discovered many plans of the devils. Those behind the COVID-19 virus. Those behind COVID-19 vaccines. Those behind the powers of darkness which have appeared in the name of 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G,
7G,
8G networks,
G networks, and above. The plans were the end. It's to replace gold in the world. And they put in place a God chosen from human beings. And he is in the working of Satan to be God over the people in the world, even to replace power of the Holy Spirit that which ran the world.
bagadi pulesinge namanya agechizikiza agale bikira muzi 5G 6G 7G 8G network nokuda aguru
that they replace it with powers of darkness appearing in the 5 6 7 and 8G networks and above.
Yes, yebazi bwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye plan ya Katonda.
But God's plan
etunyonyolwa nyo era mwakwa rwachi.
It's explained of us why
mu mwaka gwa 2019
in the year 2019
atonda agena maso kudomira ombulizi wenjiri Ben Hinn.
God moved on command the evangelist Ben Hinn,
ombulizi wensi yonna,
the worldwide evangelist,
okulabikanga yenenye,
that he repents,
okulekawo enjiri yobwakabaka bwa Katonda,
for living the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
nagena maso nokubulira enjiri ebyenfuna byensi,
and he moves on preach material again gospel of the world,
nokutonda ebyamagiro
and to selling of miracles,
echarity ebikolimo bingi munsi,
something which brought many curses in the world. Because many preachers changed and they followed preaching over the wrong gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that repentance is to do much.
It
just as we've come studying. So as we move on today, we still get explained the meaning of that word, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We know
we have five words to get explained within that word. To get explained what the kingdom of God is. That we understood of in Matthew 12. Verses 28. That it's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And his works of righteousness. Cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come. And we moved on to know the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the holy scriptures which make up the holy book, the Bible. The holy book of the God.
And
the Holy Spirit moved on to gather all those scriptures.
Okusinzira ku ebyo twasoma mu Isaiah 34:16.
Read in Isaiah 34:16.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu yakunganya enjiri eyo.
When Holy Spirit gathered that gospel.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Because the kingdom of God.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu n'emirimu
gye. It is the Holy Spirit and his works.
Enjiri mu butuukirivu.
That's in righteousness.
Okay, enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Yet gospel of the kingdom of God.
Enjiri y'omwoyo Mutukuvu.
It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
They are the holy scriptures.
Yes, yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus. So we moved on to reaching to the third. To know the righteousness of God. Praise Jesus much. What is the righteousness of God? And still we heard of the Romans 10 verse 10. And he said you believe with your heart to be given righteousness. And you confess with your mouth to be saved. Yet we understood that righteousness God had given it to us long back. But it was, there's a place he kept it where we have to meet it. According to that we had in Romans 8. He told us those he chose. He gave them righteousness. But that righteousness has a way where he kept it. Kept it there. He told us according to Proverbs 8, verses 8 downwards, that all his words are in righteousness. And we knew if we are to get righteousness of God, we have to believe his words, the Holy Scriptures, which make up the Word of God. And that's why we understood that if you are to believe, be given righteousness, you believe with your heart. You must have first heard the word of God. As Romans 10, verses 17, when he said faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, we understood benefits. Why you should not twist the word of God as you change the meaning. Because when you change, you head on to destruction, and you
destroy the many. Why you should not subtract from the word of God?
Well,
if you subtract from the word of God, you subtracted off portion of life.
And
the good things God promised in this book, the Bible, you, when you add in them,
you added on
all the plagues put in this book. So we ended as we saw the order of preaching the word of God that we get out righteousness. According to those in Isaiah 28, verses
13,
and we have to preach 2, 4 and above commands,
2,
4 and above verses, that we appear to get righteousness. And we preach from the old and New Testament. In all those, when we join on works of righteousness, as it speaks in James chapter 2, that faith without works, it is dead. So although you believe the word of God, you find you're not given righteousness,
you
don't attach on works of righteousness.
And
if you want to reach into holiness, you need to move from faith going into more faith. And you believe it more every that you hear. As you attach on actions and you move from faith going into faith. From doing works of righteousness, you go more into doing works of righteousness. Those we shall explain when God will put grace. But today we want to look to the fourth word and the fifth. The fourth word which says, what is the kingdom of heaven? Praise Jesus much. Till we get explained the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Because they both move together. The kingdom of heaven and the gospel of kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Because the kingdom of heaven, it's to get out of planet Earth. Stretching ahead to through all the heavens to the third heaven, even above the heavens, where we find new heavens, new earth. Yet the gospel of kingdom of heaven, it's the gospel explaining from this planet earth, going into all the heavens, to reaching the third heaven, together to above the heavens, where we find new heavens and a new earth. Now they both move together. The kingdom of heaven, what is it? And you get explained of it. Get explained gospel of kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. So when we begin to get explained kingdom of heaven, all those sent by God, and you prove God is the one who sent you, whether you're prophet or pastor, as the gifts of serving good are, he told you when you go, speak like this as you go to minister, where God has sent you. According to Matthew 10, in the verse 7, he says like this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
And as you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That as you move, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How does it draw near? What is it? Before we know how it draws near, we have to first know it. Then we know how it draws near. For the way can draw near is one way. Let me point you there, you see. We are going to know it. Yet drawn near. That too is there. But it's drawn near. That is Matthew 6, verses 10. Let's read it there. You hear it's drawn near. Matthew chapter 6 in the verse 10.
byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu
ggulu. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it's in heaven.
Now
the kingdom of heaven, as you understand what is it? The way it draws near on this earth. When we've understood it and things done there, and we do them on the earth. That what is done in heaven and they are done on this earth. Then the kingdom of God is drawn near. But to draw near on the earth,
they have
given you chance. Enter it when you begin right on this earth. Because you enter within its actions, things done there. Now, all those words abroad, when they tell you when you move,
the
kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 10, verse 7. That you have to first understand this kingdom of heaven you're
going
to preach. Then you explain how it's at hand, how it's drawn near. How is it near here?
Kati Matayo sura kumi. Matayo sura kumi.
Now Matthew 10.
Munda sura yomukaga.
Matthew 6.
Urunyure kumi.
Verse 10.
Hirugama ndi obwakabaka obujje.
Say thy kingdom come.
Nebyo aga bikurewo munsi.
Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not going to ascend down onto our physical. The way it rolls there, and we, when we build it, and the things done within there, and we begin to do them on this earth, and we say, it's near here, let's enter via here. It's like to draw near
America
embassy. And America then has come right there. It's not coming Uganda. But the embassy near you, they have drawn America near to you.
There's
something you move to understand. Now America, it drew America near to Uganda. When it just puts its embassy here, all the workings there are Americans. You can reach there the American flags. All the way of doing things that Americans.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Kati okusembeza obwakabaka bwa Katonda busembedde.
Thronial kingdom of heaven is the throne
near. Why not kusoka tubikulira obwakabaka bw'omuguru buno?
We had to first get revealed this kingdom of heaven.
Tumanyene ebikolebwamu.
And we know what's done in there.
Tutandika bikola wano busembere.
Begin to them on earth that it gets near.
Abantu bayingiriremu wano.
The people enter it right on this earth.
Yes, he was winning.
Praise Jesus much.
I think
this is the way you see this gospel.
And
the repentance of evangelist Benny
Hinn,
a worldwide evangelist,
to
repent for preaching material gain gospel of this world
and
the selling of miracles. Very powerful word in the year 2019 which happened. And after he repented, and God showed him revival to restore a revival peace coming from Uganda. The Holy Spirit is leading it.
The
same we are up to now as you hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But remember that if you are preaching the kingdom of heaven, now you have to reveal its secrets that it draws near here. There's something you've understood. In the Matthew 13 verse 11, that in moving you preach the kingdom of heaven, that you're going to reveal, that you've begun to understand of, inside you have to feel it's drawn near.
And
explain how it's drawn near.
jukira mu kunyonyola engeri gye busemberamu.
Remember in explaining how it gets near.
Olina okuba nga obutegeeza abantu.
You must have proclaimed it to people.
Nebategeera n'ebikolebwamu.
And they understand what is done in there.
Nebatandika obikola wano.
And they begin to do them on this earth.
Kati b'olaga obagamba olaba abo.
Now those you show, you tell them, you see there.
Bakola bya muguru.
Those they do their
obedience. Era bw'okola ebyo oba oyingiriddemu wano.
Do those you have entered heaven right on earth.
Kitukakatako kubanga tubutegedde n'ebyama byabo.
It's required of us understanding it with the sacred.
Okusinira kwe bibiri mu Matayo 13.
According to those in Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13 verses 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
But to them it's not given.
Olaba.
Have you seen?
Bwana akutuma. Katonda nga akutuma.
Sent you and God is sending you.
Akubikulira obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
He reveals you the kingdom of heaven.
Akubikulira n'ebyama byawo.
He reveals you secret mysteries within it.
Obikule mu nsi busembere.
Reveal them in the world that it gets near.
Obwakabaka busembere bw'omuguru busemberera abantu.
Kingdom of heaven draws near to people.
Bayingire.
That they enter it.
Nti balina okuva mu buvanjuba bw'ensi.
That they have to come from the east of the world.
N'obugwanjuba bw'ensi.
The best of the world.
Bayingire babeeremu ne Ibrahim.
And they enter there, be there with Abraham. Yes.
Bayingire babeeremu ne Ibrahim.
Enter there to be there with Abraham.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru si bwe si yenseno kutuli.
The kingdom of heaven is not this planet earth.
Omala fuluma mu nseno ne weyongerayo.
You must move out planet earth and you move ahead.
N'oyita muguli onapaka muli okusatu.
And you pass through all the heavens to the third heaven.
N'ogenda waguru w'eggulu.
And you go above the heavens.
Kutandikwa.
At the beginning. Where is the new heavens, new earth? All there you are in the territory of it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why he said in Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. And he said many shall come from the east, even the west, and they enter in the kingdom of heaven.
Matayo esuli yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Matthew chapter 8 verses 11.
Nange mbagamba nti banji abali b'ebuvanjuba n'ebugwanjuba.
And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west.
Abalituula wamu ne Ibulayimu.
And shall sit down with Abraham.
Ne Isaaka ne Yakobo.
And Isaac and Jacob.
Mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
Banji bakuva. Muvanjuba nebugwanjuba wensi
are to come from the east and the west of the earth.
Batule ne Ibrahim bwakabaka obw'omuguru.
And they sit with Abraham in the kingdom of heaven.
Kitegeeza balina okufubutuka waneeno
babeyo. They have to get from here and move on.
Bagende eri batule ne Ibrahim.
And they go in heaven, sit with Abraham.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Tinebagamba.
But they say,
ndi ataba baddu abano abo bwakabaka.
That those who be children of the kingdom.
Ngambo bwo muguru kubange we baba babosaziko busazi.
I mean that of heaven.
Ndi baba sule eri mu kizikiza.
That they will be cast in the total darkness.
Iriba obulumi n'okulumwa.
Where there will be gnashing of teeth and torment.
Kizikiza ekyo bunyo obutakoma.
In darkness of bottomless pit.
Ugeye na mukomereri.
In the hell, the prison.
Naye ekiriwo kiri nti.
But what is it?
Banji balina okuva ebuvanjuba n'ebugwanjuba mu nsi.
Have to come from the east and the west of the world.
Bayingire mu bwakabaka kuba kati oba oyambuka.
And they enter in the kingdom, for now you are ascending.
Oyambuke.
You ascend.
Ova mu east n'ebugwanjuba mu nsi.
Right from the east and the west of the world.
N'oyambuka mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
You ascend the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru tubula nagambye.
The kingdom of heaven, that's why I told you.
Ndi bwo bulina kubanga obufulumya ensi eno.
That you must have stretched out of planet
earth.
That is why you see.
Mutemisa ekisooka mukaaga musanvu.
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Yagamba tetwaleeta kina kimuku.
He said we brought nothing on this world.
So nechi.
And we shall go back with nothing.
But
you first read that verse you hear.
Timotheo ekisooka esuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleeta kintu mu nsi. Kubanga era tuyinza kujja mu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world.
and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Now we entered this world. Even the others are still coming. But there is somewhere they come from. They come from their home in heaven. When you reach on this world, the kingdom of heaven, you've gotten out of it.
And
you've entered in that called the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of the world. It's where you have entered.
You
stretch out and you go back. Then you go into the kingdom of heaven. Has amazing territories. And because our Lord Jesus, what he began preaching, what we commanded us to preach,
yes,
praise Jesus much. If you look that we brought nothing of this world, and we shall go back with nothing, the world will be, when we get out of it, we begin because our home is heaven.
Yes.
We have to get out of it, go back home.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
Philippians 3:20, that's why he told us. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20.
Kubanga fe wa fe
muguru. For our citizenship is in heaven. From which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For our citizenship is in heaven. But as I have told you, the first theme of the 6:7, when we came on the world, we brought nothing on it. We
moved
it to go home back in heaven. We take nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the word is like this. That if you are to explain people the kingdom of heaven,
it
goes beyond this world where we came, yet it's not our home. Now the kingdom of heaven, it begins to be spoken of when you've gotten out of planet Earth.
But
you have not reached it, those are territories of kingdom of heaven. Because heaven is very far high. You see it when you pass the sun. Now there are territories of three levels in the
heaven.
Those we call the three heavens. And you enter in the real territories.
Now,
if you go beyond to above the heavens, at the beginning, and you find there the new heavens and the new earth there, the territories are still stretching far. That's why I told you that then the gospel of kingdom of heaven, it's the gospel explaining from this world through all the territories of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in all, if we brought nothing of this world, and we shall go back with nothing, and we discovered that our home is in heaven,
anytime
you are in the world, they tell you one thing: you are a stranger here. You are not in your home territories. You are not in your home country.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, it's not involving preaching things of the world,
things
of the world, their promises of here, eatings. That's the material gain gospel you hear, which has been in place. Remember, it's not gospel of the kingdom of God. It is not the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit and His acts of righteousness. It's not the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. It is not righteousness. For to get it, you have to believe the word of God. It's not the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, for it's not preached to you. Your home is in heaven.
statement you have to leave this world. Get explained your home territories, where you came from. It's not the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
It
has no scriptures explain you your home in heaven.
The
things that you begin to do them here, you enter right from here. Now what are we preaching?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So after you understand that the kingdom of heavens, it begins when you stretch out of planet earth. You begin preaching. When you're moving upwards, things of the world you just promise them. They are not a gospel, but they are promises of the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why this
preacher tells
you, if you're on this world, you are a stranger alone here. That's why in the Hebrews 11, the Abrahams discovered it. And they knew this is not our home. I don't know why you can preach things which are not of your home. And you persuade people to be in a world which is not theirs, home. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
Abobo na bafira mukukiriza, ngatebaweredwa ebyasubizibwa.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises.
Don't
think we can promise them on this world.
Canaan,
going to Canaan. Those are promises. It is not a gospel.
Kubanga,
because Hebrews chapter 11 verse
13,
but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and they confess that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Yes. We know that this is not our home. For though I will go to the Canaan in the promises, those promises, they are not good. Now I foresee the rightful one. They confess they are strangers here.
And
if you are to preach gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the things of the world you cease preaching about them. That's why said when you desire the world and things in it, you become his enemy, for your home is in heaven and your father is in heaven. And you pray the prayer that Father in heaven, why do you hold unto this world? If you are an evangelist of your gospel of your Father in heaven, why preach then the world? That's why he ends up saying that when you desire the world, you are an adulterer. You have become an enemy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So when
we speak that you are a stranger on this world, you have to look to your home. For Bible ends as the believers, the Abrahams, remember, we have to come from the east and the west. And we go be with Abraham in the kingdom of heaven.
Now,
if you don't have a mindset, the understanding of
Abraham,
you cannot go be with Abraham, because two cannot move together unless they have agreed.
You
have to come from the east, west of the earth, you ascend in the north of this planet and you get out of it and you head on to the kingdom of heaven. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a
home country.
Verse
15.
Era singa bajjukira ensi eri gye baavaamu.
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse
16.
But now they desire a better country, that of heaven.
Katonda chavalemu kwatibwe ensonyi kulwabo.
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
Kubanga yabatekera tekere ekibuga.
For he has prepared for them a city. Yes.
Bali wanunga banonyese
yomugu. They were here seeking their country in heaven.
Irene katunda takusobola kwatibwa nsonyi.
Even God cannot get ashamed to be called their God. For even in heaven he prepared a city there.
Yerusalemu
ekyomugu. Jerusalem of heaven. Now it is like this. Many times you have been saying, be servants of God.
And if God
was among the children of men, if
he
will see you speak, he will cover his face because of shame overtaking him. You preach him until you gain gospel of the world. God feels shamed even.
So he
said, you have ashamed me much for speaking such on me. Because people who don't
need
ashamed to be called their God, they
want
to discover our Father is in heaven. Even our home is heaven. We seek to get back there. And we preach our brothers who didn't know, understand their kingdom of heaven, and they go back to their Father in heaven. Because he built them even a city, we explained them what's in the city. Those revealed the mysteries of kingdom of heaven. Tell you what's done there, we draw them near, the kingdom draws near here.
Abantu ne bayingira.
And the people enter. Apostle Peter in writing, as them the giants, when they wrote to their brethren, they told them, you strangers in Pontus.
He
told them, you, we tell you this is not your home. You are strangers, your home is in heaven. According to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse
1,
he says like this.
1
Peter chapter 1 verses 1.
Petero, omutume wa Yesu Kristo.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Eriaba londe, abasa asana, abatambuza womu
Ponto. To the exiles scattered throughout Pontus.
Galatia,
Galatia,
Cappadocia,
Cappadocia,
Asia,
Asia,
Nebusunia,
and Bithynia.
Where you are in Asia,
in Europe,
America,
America,
Africa,
Africa,
Australia,
Australia.
All you
are strangers on this world. As they preached gospel
kingdom
of heaven. Next verses following began explain them of those. Let's read verse 2 to verse 4.
1
Peter chapter 1 verse
2.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Through sanctification of the Spirit, and through obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 13. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope.
olw'okuzuukira kwa Yesu Kristo
unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ
mu bafu
from the dead.
Olunya olw'okuna
verse 4
tuyingire mu busika obutaggwaawo
to an inheritance incorruptible
obutalinako
and undefiled
obutawotoka
in that fades not away
obwabateekerwa mmwe mu ggulu
reserved in heaven for you. Yes,
nabagamba tinewaffe eri tugenda mu ggulu.
Told them that we too going to heaven.
Muri bayise ku nsi mu Asia,
strangers in the world, in Asia, in Europe,
America,
in America,
Africa,
Africa,
Australia,
Australia,
neyo mbizinga yonna,
even in all the highlands. And he said, all you are strangers. Our rightful inheritance is in heaven. They have no material gain gospel they preached of this world. And when they are touched on those, only power of God already gave us what we need in this life.
Serving
God and moving understand Him who called us.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They preached the kingdom of heaven and explained it comes from where it reaches to which far and they revealed mysteries in it. And they prepared people to begin to do things that
happens.
And people entered the kingdom of heaven while still in this world. Because heaven had been drawn near to the earth.
As
you see, American embassy was drawn near to Uganda.
And
you can go to America when you go to their embassy. It's where they prove you that you entered. Where they give you a visa from.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want to tell you, brethren, that the kingdom of heaven
and
the gospel of kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven begins when you stretch out of planet earth and you pass through all the heavens to the third heaven
into
reaching above the heavens at the beginning. Where there's new heavens and the new earth. But the gospel of kingdom of heaven, it's the gospel explaining to you right from this earth how you came here, you came from where. And to go out of it, passing through all the heavens onto the third heaven, reaching above the heavens where we find the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why Jesus, when he began to preach, according to those in the Matthew 4, verse 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Yesu nasokerawo okubulira nokugamba nti mwenenye.
From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent.
Kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Okutandika okubulira naye yatandikirawo.
Beginning preaching he began right from that also.
Anange mwenenye.
Friends, repent. Why do you think they told the evangelist Benny here to repent? Why is evangelist out there, you have to repent? Why you hear under the gospel, you have to repent? Without repenting, come back to the gospel of kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You will not enter it. What you have know is this, brethren. That our Lord Jesus, if you are a minister together with him, he has never preached material gain gospel of this world. He began in explaining the kingdom of heaven
in
the way it's drawn near. That's why we too, when he was sending us, first of all from the 12 disciples in the Matthew 10 verse 7, when you move, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because it is he to preach that. You go proclaim that. After he has said that right from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
And
God confused people, never understood it. Those who entered it indeed
they had
involved forcing in understanding and all seeking. And as you see these seasons, you find one to explain you the kingdom of heaven.
The
things done in heavens, you begin to do them on this world. That you can enter kingdom of heavens based on this world. It has been hard. You know, in this Bible, there's no material in the gospel of this world. But
the teaching
of scriptures to appear like that, it's what has been happening. Praise Jesus much.
So the
kingdom of heaven had gotten that violence, a great fight. As we read it here in the Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11, verses 12.
Okuva ku biro bya Yokana omubatiza okutuusa leero, obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu buwaguzibwa. Nti n'abawaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Verse 14. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Yes. It got a great fight. There's no understanding it in this world. And if you were to enter it, you had to use much force. Yet it's not physical force of the food. That they refused in the Zechariah 4:6. Not by power, not by
might,
but by the Spirit of God.
There are
those who had committed themselves much to the Holy Spirit. That can explain them, this is the kingdom of heaven. But it was very hard. And the fight was very powerful. As you see it now, my friends, to understand of heavens and things in there. My dear apostle, my dear, not even understanding it. Yet it's what I wanted exactly. And you've gotten safe to go to heaven. You know that most men of generations which have passed back, there are people who walked the dry land and the sea to change one person. But after they change you, and they make you a child of hell two times, because they preach you come be saved, you go to heaven. And the issue of gospel of heaven, they ended there. To explain you heaven and things done there, and they begin to preach you the desire of the world. Mountains and valleys seeking eatings of this world. As you go before God, protruding your eyes, yearning for the world. And you say, my child, I seek my kingdom and my righteousness. Those I add them to you that you need. They are almost getting out of you because of eatings. You've not yet known the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It is peace and righteousness in his word. And you do not know that. That is why that is a great fight. That fighting kingdom of heaven.
ekigambo bwakabaka bwa muggulu.
Even the word kingdom of heaven.
Kitono nnyo.
It is very small.
Mumbwa bw'abantu.
In the mouth of people.
At least bayinamu ko kiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
At least they have the other, the kingdom of God.
Wadde tebakimanyi kitegeeza.
Although they do not know what it means.
Bayinamu obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
They have in their mouth the kingdom of God.
Babiramu ko n'ekigambo enjiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And they have the word gospel of kingdom of God.
Ninga nayo tebakimanyi.
But it's to the
people. Bayinamu ko ne ku kigambo obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
Also have the word, the righteousness of God.
Ninga nabo tebabumanyi.
But it's ekigambo
kino bwakabaka bwa muggulu.
Now this word kingdom of heaven. No.
Titono nnyo.
It is very minimal.
Ate butudda kunjiri bwakabaka bwa muggulu.
When we come to gospel of kingdom of heaven. And someone wonders, this also gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Someone
wonders when you speak it there. And they begin to say that's a new gospel. Yet it's in their book, the Bible. Because all along those who read it, you twisted and brought in other meaning. But because we had in Matthew 8, verses 11, that many will come from the east, others from the west. Be with Abraham in the kingdom of heaven.
Now,
I want to show you what happens. If you go out of planet Earth to reaching heaven, there is a valley there. There is a very great distance. But you've begun a journey to the kingdom of heaven. That's why prophet Abraham said, the rich man was in the hell in the kingdom of the stars, in the bottomless pits. He told him there is a big gap.
We,
in the heavens to come, to the earth, in hell.
Or
you to come from hell, come into heaven. Yet the one in hell was saying, let someone come from heaven. And he comes on this earth. There is something you've understood there. That you, when you get out of planet earth, the space and distance you see from there to reaching door of heaven is a very big distance.
Naye just ringanga bona alaba tujita tutya border.
But just it's like you see a border.
Matware agasalawo waguru wakati weguru nesi.
Territories which separate between heaven and earth. Something you've understood.
Wanonga bona ba tugambe border sala Africa.
Like you see a border demarcating Africa from Asia. There is a sea right there.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. But those territories, you take them there for which country?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
So, Muruka.
Now, in Luke. The one in the kingdom of heaven, Abraham. He explained to the one in the bottomless pit. In hell. The rich man. Say to get from there, reach the kingdom of heaven well. There is a big distance. Let us see.
Luke 16
from verses 19.
Awaliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungo ne bafuta ennungi.
And there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Ndi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima.
And he feasted sumptuously every day. Verses 20.
Era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Lazaro.
There was a certain beggar named Lazarus,
eyagala mizibwanga ku mulyango gwe,
who was laid at his gate.
Era nti eyali awumuse amabwa,
and who was full of sores. Verse 21.
Nga yegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga.
And he desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Verse 22.
Awo olwatuuka omwavu n'ayambula omubiri.
And it came to pass that the beggar died.
N'asitulibwa bamalayika. nassibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
And he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
N'omugagga n'afa.
Even the rich man also died.
N'azikibwa.
And was buried.
Tetunnagenda ku byamugagga tusooka
otuwulira. Now before we go to each of the rich man, let's pass here.
Omwavu bwe yafa.
When the poor man died.
Omwavu sibwe bamutwala mu ggulu.
Poverty is not what took him in heaven.
Naye bwe yali mu bwavu
bwe. But when he was in that his poverty.
Yali nnyo mu kwenenya n'okunoonya Katonda.
He was so much in repentance and seeking God.
N'okwetereza.
Even aligning himself.
So omugagga yeti yalina budde yali amaze obudde yabumalawo
n'abusubuzi. So the rich man had no time, it had been consumed with business.
Kati tebatugamba nti omugagga oba omwavu yayingira.
No, they don't tell us that it's a rich or a poor who enters.
Naye yakozesa obulungi ebiro bye ngali ku nsi.
The one who uses well his seasons while on this world.
Kakati ekiriwo omwavu bwe yafa olw'okuba yali yeekoleredde obutuukirivu.
What is when the poor man died because he had worked righteousness?
Oba mu kukkiriza.
Which come from believing.
N'okukkiriza okuva mu kulya n'okulya ekigambo kya
Katonda. Faith come from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
N'okuteekebwa mu nkola.
And to put in action.
Nasi tulibwa wakati awo okuva mu nsi eno.
From this world.
Tukira okufuma mu nsi.
Remember when you get out of planet Earth. According to kingdom of heaven, when you get out of planet Earth, reaching where the heaven is, taken to be a distance evolved in the middle there. Lifted by angels took him in heaven. Now that distance is explained of well in Genesis 28 verses 12. Angels put in ladders from, right from the door of heaven to planet Earth. They descended and ascended back.
Now
you first read Genesis, we say Genesis chapter 28 verses 10.
Yakobo nava mu Beruseba nagenda eri Kalani.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. Verse 11.
Natuka mu kifo. Nasulawo nakeso budde.
And he came upon a certain place and tarried there all night.
Kubanga enjuba yali egudde.
Because the sun went was set.
N'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo. Nti n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe.
And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows.
N'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka.
And he lay down in that place to sleep.
Olunyolo 12.
Verses 12.
N'aloota ekirooto.
And he dreamt a dream.
Era.
Behold.
Laba. Amadaala agasibibwa ku ttaka. N'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu.
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven.
Era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggulu.
And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13. Praise Jesus much.
Olaba ebbanga eriri awo.
Have you seen the distance there?
Okuva ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
Right from the door of heaven. To reaching the earth. Now the angels who took Lazarus,
right to the
kingdom of heaven, reach where Abraham is. They show you the distance which is
in
there. It also needeth spiritual ladders there. Or to get angels themselves come. When you get out of this planet Earth, you will see other planets. All them, they are encased in the space there.
And
you go on the stars, all them in the space within that airspace between the heavens and the earth. All those are scriptures, they have to explain those territories. And you understand where you are.
And
to get out, you enter kingdom of heaven.
But
you think in this world, time to explain those, do you think it has been there? Because gospel of kingdom of heaven is not there. When you get back to Luke, he shows you that the rich man, he was put in hell. Right in the kingdom of the stars, it's not within planet Earth. But right in the middle there.
Luke 16
verse 23.
Naimusa masoge mumagombe.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And seeing Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. Yes. He saw Abraham far off. Remember, if you read well Matthew 8, 11, he said Abraham is in the kingdom of heaven. He's not in purgatory. Where he sees him far off in the kingdom of heaven. We even just see him far off. Seeing him. And it's far. Far off is not seeing something near you. When he saw. Remember, he's in the kingdom of the stars. According to Revelation 9, verse 1 to 2,
Giena,
hell, known as bottomless pit, the prison of God,
is
found right in the kingdom of the stars. And if they open up well this hell, because of the darkness from there, the sun and the moon stop to give their light. Now that's where
you
best to look to the door of heaven, the one you see blue up there. And he's so far. Abraham there. Lazarus cometh from the east and the west, and is rich. They have welcomed him in the bosom. When he was in the bosom of Abraham, the moment he saw when he's welcoming him into heaven, he's not dwelling, sitting in the bosom of Abraham all time. Not.
Maybe
it was the moment angels have just reached him in heaven. You know the way you are welcomed of embracing someone in the bosom. It's normal. It's of heaven. They are one of the secrets of kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. But
Ibrahim,
as is there, Abraham is far off. That's why I told you that territories of kingdom of heaven, they begin when you've stretched out of planet Earth. For that distance between heavens and earth, it is called the no man's land. The borders.
A border.
It's called the borderlines.
Wakati we guru nisi.
Between heavens and earth.
Kati osoburo chivalira kuguru.
Now you can count it on the territory of kingdom of heaven.
Wakumatwara ageno.
Or on the territory of this region. But because it has not entered earth. It means heaven is what gave us all. Those territories. In Revelation 11 they said, do not measure it. I cannot explain it all now. But they just between the heavens, you see, and right from the stars downwards to earth, there are territories in the middle there. Let Luke explain them. It is gospel of kingdom of heaven in the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter 16, verse
24.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Verse 24. But Abraham told him, son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. Verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they who will pass from here to you come not.
era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Neither can they pass to us that would come
from there. Wali wosebo ensalo.
There were borders put in place.
Naye bada bakimanyi nti obwakabaka bw'omuggulu bwangu bwakunyonyola.
Kingdom of heaven is easy to explain.
Oba olina enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
If you have gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Kakati bw'ofuluma ensi.
If you get out of planet Earth.
Oba otandise okugenda mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
You began to go into
the
kingdom of heaven.
Naye ekizibu waliwo border gy'osala.
But the problem there is a border you cross. That from this earth, the planets around there, the kingdom of the stars, the air space of heaven,
where
also find hell where the rich man was. To reaching heavens, there is a distance. And to reach the door of heaven, in these images we have it. If you get out of that planet earth,
all
these are the planets where they are. The sun, the moon, and all these stars, they are in the territories called the border between heavens and earth. That distance Abraham speaks of.
To
get from there to reach the door of heavens where it is, it's far distance.
And
then you cross border, reach door of heaven.
You cross border
from Uganda, go to one of Kenya. Both of them have gates enter into their countries. You've understood.
Kakati yamugamba katifu okuva eri muguru.
Told him weak to come from heaven.
Bino byosaba Lazaro ajemu akuwe kutuzi.
Ask Lazarus come deep in water into your mouth.
It's
impossible. And you two there, in your bottomless pit in hell, in the kingdom of stars, you're far, you see where you are. Now that as it's failed, he said at least they said in the earth, for him the rich man was not in this world. For him,
after
they took him out of this world, for his time was over. He had to go back in his home country. But according to Jeremiah,
said,
we had to cry, weep for him. We did not see his home country.
He
just fell in hell and his home country, they show it to him. You first read and we hear.
Yeremia esule ya 22 n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Jeremiah chapter 22 verses 10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa.
Weep not for the dead.
Sote mumukungu bagira. Ti. Naye mumukabire nyonyini ya maziga oyagenda.
But weep bitterly for him that goes away.
Kubanga tachadda nate sote lira bansi yewa.
For he shall return no more, nor see his native country.
Kati ekizibu kirabye.
Oh, you see the problem?
Uinso ino jivamu kwagala butayagala.
Get out of this world whether you want it or not.
Kubanga.
Because.
Mubulizi 12 musavu ya gamba.
Ecclesiastes 12:17. The body goes to the dust.
Mugwava.
Where it came from.
Omoyo gulino simbula gude.
Spirit
does
go back to the one who gave it. It's the God in heaven. Now they get you from the body. As you move from there, Jeremiah, they say, no.
Oh, well,
see his home country in heaven. Let him be cast in the bottomless pit. In hell. The prison. To be tormented there. Unto the day of judgment. When he will be judged to be cast in the lake of fire. Now he left, got out of planet Earth.
Even
angels of chains were held in him.
As
they took him to the door of heaven, they told him, your actions,
they
can't make you reach your home country. They cast him within hell. But now you're going to hear him say, they sent for my brother. For it was no more on this world. You finish there.
Luke chapter 16,
verses 27.
Nagamba antikale, nkwegayiridde kitange omutume mu nyumba ya kitange.
And he said, okay. Luke 16, verses 27. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Verse
28.
For I have five brothers.
Abategeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Imugamba wakatira ba nze ndiye no.
See, I'm here.
Before we leave Saturday.
There are three places now. That is the off.
Kakatira wako.
Now you see.
Yali wano.
He was here.
Omugaga.
The rich man.
Arengera Ibrahim kumuryango
gure. Abraham on the door of heaven's far off.
Asabe bamwe kutuzibaga.
As they give him what they refuse. Agamba
ekiwomvu nga kimwamvu. Sitaka kujena.
Distance is long.
Sitaka kujena.
Yeah, you can't come there.
Asabanga ali wanaga.
As while in hell he says.
Wana mugeera mwaka kwa wemwe.
Hell the kingdom of the stars.
Asizi wana kunsi. Batume wana kunsi.
Those
ava muguru alabure banange.
On the earth to
God. Bari mu kujja wano.
That they don't come here.
Ifu bayogera ku ifo bisatu.
They spoke of three places.
Obwaka bakabwo muguru bayogera wako.
Kingdom of heaven was spoken of.
Geyena.
Hell.
Nese no kutuli.
And this is where we are.
Waru abatero gamba.
There are those who usually say.
Olurugero.
That is
a Yesu.
Parable of Jesus.
Ne uru kubera te manyi byamwa byabwaka bakabwo.
Because you do not know mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Ibyo byamabya bwakabaka bw'omuguru gwe byoyitengero.
Those are secrets of kingdom of heaven. What about? For they asked him.
Bacho yogera nabo mungero.
Why speak with them in parables?
Nagamba kubanga tebawe bwakumanya byamabya bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Given no secrets of kingdom of
heaven.
You see you're still in the parables.
Uruza tuli kuungero tuli kubya dalala.
The parables were in realities.
Ebyamabye nyinyi.
Real secrets.
Bwakabaka bw'omuguru byoyitengero.
Kingdom of heaven is how you call parables.
Kubanga tomanyingero chechi.
For you don't know what a parable is.
Okusinira ku Bible mu ngere sura esoko n'olusoka.
Bible in the Proverbs 1 verse 1.
Engero bira bigambe ebyamagezi n'okutegeera.
Parables are words of wisdom and understanding.
Bakugamba ebigambo byamagezi n'okutegeera.
They tell you words of wisdom and understanding and knowledge.
Gochabita bozisa wakayimane wangu.
Do you call them the stories of the Baganda?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Na yoma nyimo kama afu nakurumu yagera na agaba.
Our Lord one day he said.
Diwaka bakabwo muguru.
That the kingdom of heaven.
Bufana nange ebipimo ebyeminundi esatu.
It's like the three measures. Yes.
Umelele yogera ku heaven zisatu.
Yes, he spoke of three heavens.
Ndika stoita kumune wangu guruguri.
Past the door of heaven.
Yoyongere wali ye heaven is set.
What there are three heavens in.
Yazogera nazo mchama.
To spot them mysteriously.
Oliwa gambi.
Someone has said.
Kicha waandika.
That where is it written?
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagandi bulinganga ebipimo ebya mirundi esa.
Told them it's like of the three measures.
Aya katwewa no Matayo.
Let us see in Matthew.
Matayo 13 anamunya.
Matthew 13 verse 44.
Matayo sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olwanamunya.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
Obwakabaka obw'omuguru. Matayo sura ya 13 olunyiriri olwanamunya.
Matthew 13 verse 44.
Obwakabaka obw'omuguru bufanana eky'obugagga ekya.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field.
Omuntu nakiraba nakikweka n'olwessanyulye n'agenda n'atunda bye yali nabyo byonna n'agula olusuku olwo.
And the man saw it, found it. He when a man has found it, he hides. And for joy, therefore, goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. You hear the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heavens. He brings it in a mysterious way.
If you discovered
and seen it, and explain it to you, indeed you can leave all the rest. That's why the rich man was told, sell all and you follow me. And he failed. But I want to look at these three measures.
The scripture speaks of it in Matthew. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33.
N'abagamba olugero olulala nti obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu bufaanana ekizimbulukusa.
Another parable spoke he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven.
Omukazi kye yaddira n'akissa mu bubbo busatu obw'obutta.
Which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal.
N'okuzimbulukuka ne buzimbulukuka bwonna.
Till the whole was leaven.
Yadira heavens isatu.
He got three heavens.
Nazikuweka.
He hid them.
Naga uweka baka bw'omuguru. Buyina heavens isatu naye.
Heavens has three heavens.
Baba.
But.
Tuno ulimi ruba ruzito ye. Naye ngo inoku bango manyi byama byobaka baka bw'omuguru.
Has gotten heavy but you have no secrets of kingdom of heavens.
We kubera ne njiri obaka baka bw'omuguru.
It's to be with gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Kwanga baka obaka baka bw'omuguru.
But it's the kingdom of heavens.
Budinga nga ikizimbulukusa.
Is like to the living.
Omukazi.
A woman.
Chiyaraba chiyatwala.
She took.
Na chigabanya mu mirundi esatu.
And hid it in three measures of meal.
Bakaro chazumruka chinene bunene buri mirundi esatu nenga okukayo
and you reach there
ngoise kumunya ngu nogwego
when you pass this door of heaven
liolengereri ya buru
the blue heaven you see
oguka muchipime chisoke chegureri
soka you reach in the first measure of the first heaven
na muri mwechibuga chakadona zimurukufu
a big city of God
no yamboka no ita kumunya ngu gureri soka mambuka
ascend past the door of the first heaven
no
and the
ingira mugureri okusiri okubiri
the second heaven
no singana mwebira mwebina
and you find in there new full living creatures
omuri emiyojo obutonde bonno bwewe mbiri kunsi
as spirits of all creations given bodies on the world
omuri ensoze mpitirivu
where there are many mountains
na kuambusa muliango gwe guru eliyo
kubi ascend you to door of the second heaven in the north
na kutwala ko chipmecho kusatu
takes you in the third measure the third heaven
no singana mu rusukuru akatona nina mulondo ya katona
garden of God with the throne of God
yayogera ku heaven zisatu zonanga na yazi kwese mtiama
all three heavens hit them
zikoro bwaka bakuweri muguru kudeli
making up the kingdom of heaven
ngovudde ku guru eliyo kuna ku muliango gwo lenga
besides the fourth heaven the door you see
na ye kino chikuru nyo
this is so great
chuvula we amaro we yaliatambuza mutume paul
that's why when he was moving apostle paul
ya mtu walako mugwiri okusatu chimecho okusatu
third heaven in the third measure
ukusina kwa ebili mbakolise chokubira sura 12
god that second Corinthians chapter 12
nyori soka pakoru okubira
verses 1 to 4
pakoru okubira
up to 2
abakolise chokubira sura 12 Nolunyiriri olusoka
2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1
Chingwani do kwenyumiriza Newa kubaddenga tekusana Neka ngende mukolesebwa nokubikulira kwa mukama waffe
It is not expedient for me doubtless to boast I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord
Olinyoro kubiri
verse 2
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo Eyaka mali miaka 14.
I knew a man in the Christ 14 years ago.
Oba mubiri.
Whether in body.
Simanyi.
I cannot tell.
Oba watali mubiri.
Or whether with that body.
Simanyi.
I cannot tell.
Katonda amanyi.
God knows.
Okutwalibwa omuntu alibwa atyo mugulu eliyo kusatu.
Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes.
He mutore mugulu eliyo kusatu.
He took him to the third heaven.
Ninga jukira mu Mathayo 13.
Remember in Matthew 13.
Asatu musatu
33.
Yesu eliya mazo kuogera ku heaven zisatu.
Jesus had already spoken to the heavens in the realm above.
Ngojeke guruli neryo lengere eliyo kuna mukutonde waliyo lengere ya buru.
The fourth heaven to be created you see the one blue.
Naga mberi wa guru mbwaka bakoje weyongero wo muguru.
Say that kingdom of God in heaven.
Mu bisatu nebo yingira mbuti.
Three measures but when you enter in there.
Yazimbuka binene guru zirisi.
They are living big.
Chubule atwala yoko ne mtume Paul alengere ate ku chipime cho kusatu.
That's why he took the apostle Paul to see
the
third measure of the kingdom of heaven.
Guru eliyo kusatu.
The third heaven.
Ate yinga Kristo yeyongera yokumbwa kako bo muguru kusinga ke guru eliyo kusatu.
He must Christ moved on in the kingdom of heaven is beyond the third heaven.
Buyamaru kuzukira na ita muguru yona.
After he rose up past through all the heavens.
Ukusinina ku Efeso nya.
According to Ephesians 4.
Yoro mwenda pakuru 10.
Verses 9 to 10.
Katusometu ulile.
Let's read we here.
Abefeso sura yokuna nolunyiriri olwo mwenda.
Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 9.
Na ye chigambe chonti yalinya.
Kigamba ki wabula ogamba nti era yakka mu njuyi ezawansi ez'ensi.
Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Verse 10.
Eyakka era yeewuuya yalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga zi heavens zonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up for above all the heavens. Yes.
Mutume Paulo yamukomyako muguru eryokusatu.
Apostle Paul ended him in the third heaven.
Ye yali yayiseemu dda n'agenda waggulu
w'eggulu. He had passed through going to above the heavens.
Eyo waggulu w'eggulu.
That above the heavens.
Bw'oba oziggyewo heavens n'eziriwo.
If you take away these heavens which are.
Y'osiŋŋaana zi heavens empya n'ensi.
Where you find the new heavens, new earth.
Butwali matwali g'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Those are territories of kingdom of heavens.
Okusinna ku ebyo.
According to those.
Ebiri mu kubikulu esuli ya biri mwemu.
In the Revelation 21.
Onyo lisuka.
Verses 1.
Nti okusobola okulaba zi heavens ziri empya.
That to be able to see the new heavens.
N'ensi empya.
And the new earth.
Heavens ziziriwo ziba zimaze
ovaawo. Heavens which are they have to pass away. Kitegeeza
heavens empya ziri eri waggulu w'eggulu.
It means heavens which are new, they're above the heavens.
Katusome mu kubikulu olabe.
Let's read Revelations you see.
Okubikulirwa esuli ya biri mwemu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelations chapter 21 verse 1.
Nendaba zi heavens empya n'ensi empya.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Kubanga heavens ez'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye nga zigenze.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
N'ennyanja nga tekyaliwo.
And there was no more sea. Yes.
Bw'ogenda waggulu w'eggulu.
If you go above the heaven.
Yesinga ne was heaven is empya n'ensi.
Where we find new heavens and a new earth.
Kubanga agamba okulaba heaven is empya n'ensi.
For you said to see new heavens and the new earth.
Zinezaliwo zali zivudde.
These which were there had passed away.
Awo natuba tukyali matwale gw'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
All there we are still in territory of kingdom of heaven.
Natunyonyola.
And we explain.
Wano nkuyitidde mu bufunzi.
Here I've passed through them briefly.
Naye jjukira.
But remember.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Yesobola okunyonyola.
It alone can explain.
Kyovula abantu abagalirawo obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
That's why people shut kingdom of heaven before people.
Leba ina chintu chidache bakuru kujjako.
There's nothing else they do
except
you take away the keys of knowledge.
Ebisumuzo byokumanya biwakabaka bw'omugu.
The keys of knowledge, keys of kingdom of heaven.
Mukama ekisumuzo gagadde ekinene ekyokumanya nakyo wano mfuno leje mu Uganda.
God that giant key of knowledge gave it here in full knowledge of Uganda.
Ekinkwe ebigulawo kuba biri musanvu.
It's one of those which opened for their seven.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Chuvula matayo.
That's why in Matthew.
Matthew
23:13.
Yagamba nti baggalawo obwakabaka obw'omuggulu maaso g'abantu.
He said the kingdom of heavens before people.
Bo bennyini tebayingira.
Themselves never enter.
Katusomeyo owulire.
Let's read there you hear.
Matthew
chapter 23 verse 14.
Neziri basanga mmwe abawandiisi n'abafalisaayo.
But woe unto you, scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites.
Kubanga muggalira obwakabaka obw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu.
For you shut up the kingdom of heavens against men.
Kubanga mmwe temuyingira. N'abo baba bayingira temubaganya kuyingira.
For you neither go in yourselves, neither allow you them that are entering to go in.
Kati jukira twagamenti twatambula tubulira obwakabaka bw'omuggulu busembe.
Now remember when he said kingdom of heavens drawn near.
Tunyonyola obwakabaka bw'omuggulu n'ebyama byamu.
Explain kingdom of heavens secrets within it.
Netubusembeza n'ebikolebwayo wano ku nsi n'ebimuggulu n'ebikolebwa ku nsi.
And we draw it near things done there, they are done on earth.
Tubanga tuguliddewo abantu bayingire.
And we've opened up for people to enter.
Baba Farisayo n'abasaddukayo.
Them the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Ge madini ag'emirembe gino n'ezikiriza ezitali mu njiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The religions of today and the beliefs without gospel of kingdom of God.
Nabo bwe batwe baggalawo.
Them too is the way they shut it.
Baggalawo obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
They shut up the kingdom of heaven.
Tebumanyikiddwa ne mu nsi
bambi. It is not known even in the world.
Baggalawo ne batayingira.
They shut them to never enter.
Na buli yali agezaako okuloko kajja ayingire.
And whoever tried to get
them
to enter, they shut them in.
Ne bamanyike baakola.
But you know what they did?
Bajja ebisumuluzo by'okumanya.
They took away the keys of knowledge.
Okusinzira mu Luka 11.
According to Luke chapter 11. Verse 52.
Ebisumuzo by'okumanya.
The keys of knowledge.
Kubanga kisumuzo ekigulawo.
For it's the key which opens.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we here.
Luke sura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'52.
Luke chapter 11 verse 52.
Ti zibasanze mwe abawandiisi b'amateeka bannanfuusi. Kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo ekyokumanya.
Woe unto you liars, for you have taken away the key of knowledge.
mwebenyini temwayingira.
You entered not in yourselves.
N'abaali bayingira mwabaziyiza.
And them that were entering in, you hindered.
Olabye ekizibu
ekiri. Have you seen the problem which is?
Okuggalawo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To shut the kingdom of
obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Heaven.
Kwali kisumuluzo kye bajjawo ekyokumanya.
The key of knowledge is what they took away.
Ekiggulawo.
Which opens.
Jukiro okumanya.
Remember knowledge.
Bible yekwogerako mbakolise kyokubira sule yokona.
Bible speaks of it 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Tikatonda lagira omusana ogw'okumanya gwake mu kizikiza.
God commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness.
Omusana ogw'okumanya gusibuka mu kigambo.
Light of knowledge springs from the word.
Ukusinina ku Zaburi ya 119.
According to Psalms 119 verse 105.
Kubanga ekigambo kyakano tabaza.
For the word of God is the lamp.
Era musana ogutumulisiza.
The light which lightens us.
Nti okuba n'enjiri obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
That we have gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Ubu ino okuba n'ebisumuluzo ebyokumanya.
You must have the keys of knowledge.
Jukira ebisumuluzo biri musanvu.
Remember those keys, there are 7.
Uraba mu Mathayo 16 ya gamba.
That's why in Matthew 16 is told.
Ngenda kuba ebisumuluzo byobwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Going to give you keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Kati ninda ku mulundi guri.
Now you wait me on the other time.
Natunyonyola enjiri obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
We explain the gospel of kingdom of heaven.
Natunyonyola ebisumuluzo ebyo.
I explain you of those keys.
E umusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The light of the word of God.
Ogwita moyo wa Mukama.
Passes through the spirit of God.
Omoyo wa magezi ga Katonda agali mu kigambo.
Of wisdom of God within the word.
Omoyo w'okutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Okuli mu kigambo.
Which is in the word.
Omoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Spirit of the counsel of God, which is in the word.
Omoyo wa amani,
spirit of power, appears in the word of God.
Omoyo wo kumanya,
the spirit of knowledge,
kisumuruzo.
It's a key.
Kireta omusana gwonna ogw'okumanya
ebyama
byonna eby'obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
All secrets of kingdom of heaven.
Omoyo w'okutya Mukama,
spirit of fear of God.
Kuleetera okutya Katonda okukyawa ekibi.
Brings you fear God to hate evil.
N'okuyamba abangi kivaamu basobole oyingira obwakabaka
bw'omuguru.
Mukama akumpeera omukisa.
May God bless you.
Nindira tukunyonyola enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
You wait to explain your gospel of kingdom of heavens.
Amen.
Amen.